There it is. Final call. Tigers beat the Astros, and now they're taking on Cleveland in a very winnable series. A very, very winnable series. We're asking people, where were you when Abanez cleared the bases? And the phone calls keep coming in. I do want to tell you that in the noon hour, we will get to Kang. Our producer has a podcast. Kang Collects, the podcast. And because he wrote a book, Dave Burkett, who covers the Lions, will be promoting his book. Kang had him on. It is about the Lions, but you also, the book is about the Lions, but you also asked him about Devontae Adams to Detroit and how aggressive will Brad Holmes get at the trade deadline. Hear what he has to say in roughly 1 hour's time here on Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket. Let's get back to your phone calls. We got a Chuck. You're next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Chuck.
Hey guys, how you doing?
What's up?
Hey, I lost interest in baseball over 10 years ago. And yesterday was the first baseball game I've watched in over 10 years. I'm turning in my man card because in the seventh inning, my wife was like, we want to go to dinner. And I'm like, yeah, give me a few. She come back 15 minutes later, said, come on, let's go right now. And I left and missed everything.
Oh, no.
Wow.
Where'd you go for dinner? Where'd you go for dinner, Chuck?
Applebee's.
Oh, man.
He's a Lions fan.
Wow. Yeah. You just wanted to feel good in the neighborhood. I understand.
Oh, yeah, I'm turning in my man card, though.
Did you hold up your menu over your mouth when you ordered?
Oh, man, I wasn't happy. When I walked into Applebee's, that's when the game ended. Everybody cheered in Applebee's. I'm like, what happened?
At least they won.
Yeah.
And next time they're playing a playoff game, guess what you're doing? You're going to Applebee's.
Yeah, and not watching.
That's how it works.
He didn't even watch game one.
She lost interest more than 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Tigers made the playoffs 10 years ago. So you don't think you watched in 2014? I'm done with these guys.
Depends on what was special at Applebee's that day.
248-539-9797.
Well, everything.
Chris in Keego Harbor is next. Hi, Chris.
How you guys doing?
Great.
Yesterday when he hit the home run, so I was on my way to my son's soccer game. So I was in the car in traffic for them losing the lead. And then as I got closer to the soccer game, we tied it. So I bought my ticket and I was walking in, had my earbuds on, and he hit the double. And I jumped up and did a fist pump and did a little, yeah. And the people in front of me turned around and gave me the weirdest look. they had no idea what was going on.
And you should have given them a weird look.
I had to verbally say, like, Tigers took the lead. Just so I didn't look like a weirdo walking into a soccer game all pumped up.
Chris, did you see if anybody else was listening to the game?
I only knew that other people knew what was going on after they won, and then a couple people throughout the stands started stomping their feet and yelled out, Tigers won.
Yeah. Cool moment. Yep.
Yeah.
Thanks for sharing. 248-539-9797. We go to Tony in the UP. You're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Tony.
Hi, guys. The UP is pulling for the Tigers as well.
That's good to know.
Yeah, very good to know. But listen, you know, I know you have your famous champ and chump on Mondays, but I wanted to champ and chump the Baltimore Orioles and throw this scenario by you. What if they'd have made that God offer to the Tigers for Terry Skubal, and they would have taken it? Skubal would have probably pitched game one for the Orioles. They probably would have won that game and probably had a great chance to move on. But now they're sitting there packing their bags. And do you think they're sitting there back in Baltimore regretting? Because every team needs a good break and every team needs a good fortune. And we had the good fortune of not trading Tarek Skubal. And now we're going to have another great chance to win the next series.
Yeah, I think they regret it. And, oh well. But then again, if they weren't willing to give up the – and we kept talking about it. It had to be this Godfather offer. If you weren't going to do it, then – no one's going to listen.
And it doesn't sound like they even came close. And
right.
I don't know if they had those internal conversations. If they did and then said, nah, let's not do it.
What they really should be kicking themselves is not about Skubal. It's about Flaherty. They could have made an offer for Flaherty.
Yeah.
That would have been just fine. And they didn't. They chose not to. So, too bad for them.
Our good fortune.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, and now we've got the AL Central is... This is the best... Division of baseball, can we say this now?
So I was a bit hesitant to say it because I thought all the four other teams feasted on the White Sox, which inflated their records. But now that they've gone to the postseason and there's three of the, what, four teams left in the American League from the American League Central.
Boy, a lot of people sure thought Houston was going to win.
Oh, yeah.
What was it, 22 out of 27 writers?
22 out of 27.
Yeah. Baltimore was the hot pick. Everybody liked Baltimore going into the playoffs. No, not so much. Are they out? Okay.
248-539-9797. Steven is next on 97.1. Hi, Steven.
Hey, guys. How's it going? Just want to share my experience with everybody.
Yep.
So we drove down to Houston. Along the way, our truck blew up in Missouri at 5 a.m., but we weren't giving up. We bought a new vehicle, continued our path. We were sitting on the first base side. When that home run hit the foul pole right on that Chick-fil-A sign, we were celebrating. There was other Tiger fans there. It was amazing. Best game I've seen in my life. I was with my wife and my daughter. My daughter and I were talking baseball all game long. It was also a very amazing family moment and family game as well. Best time ever.
Okay, we got to talk about this commitment. Your truck blew up in Missouri. So I'm assuming engine failure of some kind?
Transmission and the transfer case sky high at 5 a.m.
Oh,
okay.
We could get no one to see us until 9 a.m. It was towed to the dealership. We tried to rent a vehicle, which was like 30 miles away, and getting an Uber in Missouri is absolutely impossible. So Eric, the salesman, talked to me. He took thousands of dollars off a vehicle. We bought it. I wasn't giving up. I'm not a seller on the Tigers. I'm a buyer.
Wow. Okay, so what kind of vehicle did you buy?
It was a used vehicle. We're on our way back now, just coming through Ohio. It's a 2018 GMC Sierra 1500.
There you go.
70,000 miles, but I own a small landscaping business, so we'll put a plow on it. We'll put it to work. It's all good.
It's a working truck.
And where is your old truck?
It's still in Missouri. That was a 2021 Chevy Silverado, and they couldn't get parts, so I don't know when that thing will be ready, but we'll go down there and pick it up when she is.
Oh, my gosh. I'm afraid to ask how much you spent on the new truck, and you don't have to answer.
Well, 70,000 miles, he's all right.
Oh, yeah, but the only thing they had was this loaded vehicle, so it was $32,000 plus the $8,200 that it took to fix the other vehicle.
Oh, my God. So you dropped $40,000 on this trip?
Correct. Some of it's finance, so we don't know how it worked out. But, hey, determination. We weren't giving up.
Oh, you got it
done. We weren't giving up. It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. And for us, this all started. We bought tickets for Wednesday's game at Co-America. 10 minutes later, I got an email from someone in Houston that says, hey, cheap tickets, cheap tickets. I looked at my wife. We looked at the price. We're like, hey, no big deal. We'll drive down. We'll drive back. It'll be fun.
We didn't really know what we were in.
That's it. I mean, 20-hour ride, but it turned into a 30-hour ride on the way down. We didn't get into the hotel until like 1 a.m. It was crazy. But we did it. They did it. How amazing.
Steven, you guys lived.
I already know this. I already know this without even asking it, but Doug, are you jealous?
Very.
Yeah.
This guy, Steven, I am so impressed. First of all, the opting to road trip, I'm always up for a road trip.
Yeah, he is.
Additionally, your commitment to getting there, because I don't think I would have dropped $32,000 on a new vehicle. Well, how far did you say it was to get to the rental car place, 30 miles?
It's just new to him. It's not 30, new.
30 miles, but we were in, like, nowhere, Missouri. And we tried getting Ubers. They just kept resetting and resetting. Then we found out where we were trying to go didn't even have a rental car available to the next day. So we were going to be stranded there either way. And I couldn't let it go by. We had reservations and commitment. And I got to be honest about one more thing. I had stopped watching the Tigers in late May. And it wasn't from the players, but I just felt like I don't want to get into it now because things are going great, but I just felt like the whole organization wasn't really in it to win it. Boy, am I wrong.
All right. Well, but, hold on. Steven, I want you to hang on hold. I want to get your number, okay?
It sounds good to me.
All right, yes.
Thank you, guys.
Incredible story. Hang on hold here, and we'll get his number, and I just want to see what we can do. My man dropped $32,000 on a truck to get there. That is commitment. You, sir, win. Whatever the contest is, unbelievable. 248-539-9797. We'll get to some Lions stuff next hour. People still basking in the glow of the Tigers going to the ALDS. They take on Cleveland Saturday afternoon. You'll hear it here on 97.1 The Ticket.